From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Agriculture should not take the Green New Deal lightly. After freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez released her new green plan, social media lit up with talks of plans to eliminate farting cows. UC Davis ag air quality expert Dr. Frank Mitlohner tells AgriTalk Radio her office has since reached out to him to learn more about the role ag can play in reducing climate impacts and has been very receptive to his information. As a result, Mitlohner warns farmers should take the lead in this discussion. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says progress has been terrific in the trade talks between the U.S. and China and that a deal is on the horizon. According to AgWeb.com, there are reports China has made offers to strengthen its laws in several areas identified by U.S. officials. There's also talk China would not be allowed to retaliate with tariffs if the U.S. reapplied tariffs on China. The president also hinted if China lifts its tariffs, he may reciprocate. U.S. farm exports could drop by as much as roughly $22 billion annually in a new worst-case scenario. That's according to a new analysis produced by Purdue University researchers for the Farm Foundation. AgriMarketing.com reports that grim prediction would be a result of failure to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the Trump administration pulling out of NAFTA, continued U.S. steel and aluminum tariffs, and failure of the U.S. to rejoin TPP.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.